You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Bum, 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 bum. Hello.
Right, hello.
How are you, Rob?
I'm very well. I'm trying to chill down a little bit because I realise I'm just 100 miles an hour and I first start this and I go, right, here we go. I'm not going to do that no more.
It's all good. It brings us the sort of adrenaline that everybody probably needs on a Wednesday morning. You're right. In a great mood, as we mentioned at the top of the show. Tottenham won a game this week.
Yeah.
You can wear your hat and your scarf with pride today, Rob.
I wear them with pride all the time. That's what you do. If you support a team, wherever it is, support them. Don't be a fair weather sort of person.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Right, here we go.
No one knows that better than a Tottenham fan. Carry on.
So true. Right. I can't even look at you right now. Scientists in Antarctica and Turkey have recently discovered two new species.
Oh.
Now, that is amazing to me this still happens, seeing that no one's found a Sasquatch yet.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Well,
some people reckon they have, so.
Rubbish. Right. Now. First one, the other day, right, I was having a quick glance at the Journal Invertebrate Systematics research paper.
You get that
with
in the mail.
A cup of tea. Yeah. And, yeah, I do actually. It's not addressed to me, but I just read it anyway.
It's quite big.
Scientists in Antarctica have discovered a new creature and they've called it the strawberry feather star. Now, to me, when I read that, that sounds like a kid's cartoon character, like in a band that plays a star-shaped guitar.
Yes.
But it's not. It actually looks like the face hugger from Alien.
It's petrifying. Rob made me look it up just before.
It's about the same size as that.
Let me give you a little sneak peek.
Oh.
Live reaction.
It's kind of like, it does look like the face hugger.
Yeah.
It does also look like those things in Doctor Who. Were they the Ood? The ones that had the like... some nerds, help me out, please.
Nerds?
Fellow nerds, help me out. Is it the Ood? They've got the sort of like tentacly faces.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no,
you know what I mean.
Is deeply unsettling.
Yeah, very unsettling.
Not congruent with the name.
Well, now the reason they've named them strawberry thing is because they think it looks like a miscoloured one, but that doesn't happen because they've actually got 20 arms.
Yeah, they're busy.
And it was, they said... They're like jellyfish arms. Now, that sounds like an insult to me. That's not an insult,
you
is it?
Jellyfish arm.
They got jellyfish arms.
Jellyfish armed witch.
If it isn't an insult, please don't start it. Because
yeah, no.
I'd hate to be the one that, oh yeah, Rob's thought
That's
of that.
Rob Bollocks' fault.
Yeah, to be honest with you, it's fantastic. It's my favourite creature they've found since the blue goop creature which I have talked about ages ago. It's like a sea version of the blob in the Caribbean.
Oh yeah, that's right. So, I remember it's quite big, big blob.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know how big something has to be until it becomes a blob. It's a globule first, I suppose, isn't it?
The word globule is like onomatopoeic, okay?
Yeah, that's it. That's a picture of it there.
Of it, and I've just found the most
Stella just googled blue blob, and now she's got lots of little characters
like,
on her
like Bob
images.
From Monsters vs. Aliens.
Right, now the second one, we got to go to Turkey for this. Now, the reason I went into this one is because of this first sentence made me laugh.
All right,
two newly discovered types of moles have been hiding in eastern Turkey's mountains for maybe up to 3 million years. And I thought, is this a real bad case of hide and seek that went drastically wrong?
I'm imagining it's just the same two moles as well.
Yeah, same,
3 million-year-old moles.
How long have they been counting for?
Yeah, everybody thought, no, they just forgot about them. Wouldn't it be good if it was hide and seek? What an epic thing to do for 3 million years.
It must be hungry. Good.
Now, I'm going to attempt to... give you their names,
right,
Simon
okay.
and Julie. No, it's not. Right, it's Talpa hackacarensis and Talpa davidiana tativenis.
Well, that seems right.
Probably doesn't sound like that, but that's what it is now. They belong to a group of subterranean invertebrate-eating mammals found across parts of Europe and Western Asia.
Subterranean invertebrate-eating mammals.
That's an album
that
title right there, isn't it?
That is an album
They buried
title.
The lead there. I feel like they're mammals.
Yeah, because that's why I got confused. Yeah. They're not the subterranean vertebrate. They eat the subterranean vertebrate.
What's that like?
It's like an insect, isn't it?
Yeah.
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 Yes?
Probably should have checked that out. Now, they both live in the mountains of
Eastern... You're supposed to know science, Stella.
Listen, it all goes out the window.
That's why I don't even bother researching this stuff anymore, because you always like come and save me right at the end. They live in the mountains of eastern Turkey and can survive conditions that range from over 6 feet of snow in the winter to temperatures of over 120.
Wow.
That's pretty good. And just like, it's very rare to find new species of mammals today. Now this, if you want to impress someone, tell them this today and see what happens. And say it like this. Did you know that there are about 6,500 mammal species that have been identified across the world? By comparison, there are around 400,000 species of beetles known, and that could possibly go up to 2 million.
Wow!
So many
beetles.
And then drop the microphone and run. Don't walk, run.
Just tap a stranger on the shoulder today.
Yeah.
Did you know?
And a cloud of beetles disappear.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know really... I said that, but I was running out of things to say. Now, can I really quickly say my latest toasted sandwich? Because I told you about them last week.
Rob's recipes, new segment.
And I sliced beef and strawberry jam toasty, right? And I ate it, and it tastes so good. It tastes like it's expensive. It tastes like you should be eating it in some flash place in you know, when you bite into something and it's a bit rich and you think that cost a bit of money, that.
So, hang on. Sliced beef?
Yeah.
And
strawberry jam.
And nothing else?
Well, butter.
All right.
And you toast it?
Toaster, yeah.
Okay. Wow.
So I tried it with chicken and strawberry jam, and it is beautiful.
That's giving cranberry.
Yeah,
you know,
I was
going to
say that's more in the world. But I'm trying to think of what sort of fruit sauce you'd put on a beef normally.
It's normally mustard, isn't it?
Yeah.
What fruit is that?
Mustard fruit. My initial instinct was to be kind of revolted by that, Rob, but on further inspection, I think you're right.
I bit into it and I thought, if I was in, I don't know what a flash place is in Auckland, I live in Papakura, but I thought if I bit into that, I'd think I'd probably have to pay $20 for that.
You could probably set up a shop window on Ponsonby Road and sell those for $20. I would say that would probably do pretty well.
I call them.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. No, probably better not.
It's patented. Thank you, Rob, for bringing us some chaotic recipes and some mammal chat this morning.
Yeah.
Someone's texted in with a fact for you saying some people found mammoths in the Arctic, cloned the DNA of its meat, mixed the DNA with a sheep, and then turned that into a meatball.
Didn't you tell us that?
I talked about that.
Oh, Rob's already one step ahead.
But thanks. Yeah, no, that's good. No, I did talk about that.
Maybe you could make that into a toasty.
Yep.
Mammoth meatball
and jam.
I don't
know, I think probably more like honey for that, really, as opposed to strawberry jam.
Yeah, bring out the mutton-y flavours. Thank you, Rob. You've picked your current favourite song on the playlist at the moment.
Trenchcoat Museum. I just can't get enough of this band. I just love them.
I'm reclaiming the trench coat. Who, from, and what for? Because I wear it when I'm headed off to war. Yeah, the longer the coat, the tougher you are. A man drags along the floor through the sweatshop shrapnel. It gets trapped in my car door. And I'm tall next to small people, and I'm not as poor as you were. And I still get positively sick when all the bellboys call me sir. Because you never get used to the power that a proper trench coat brings. The way that it swishes and swings, it sings. History of the trench coat, what it represents and who it's for. What I want to know is who would want a coat so close to the floor. I went to the trench coat museum to see him. 1,000 different cuts, like pals from another dream, stuffed and bursting at the seams. Cause I'm fishing for a theme. If it's somewhere in between a day's honest graft and constantly fleeing the crime scene. Trench coat got banned for a bit. Does that conjure up any weird feelings? Knowing all kinds of twisted minds could find it a prime coat within which to conceal things. You can't ban a coat, can you? Can you ban a coat? No, they're just running a racket. The only coat that matters now is a floating coat. So get yourself a lot trucker. Can you hack it? Can you hack the heat? Water rising. Look at your feet, man. Ah!
Cause whether rented, borrowed, bought, stole, second hand or brand new, man's water resistant and heat proof. My trench coat will see me through. Gone. I want all of my trench coats framed and my knackered boots and dirty glasses tastefully arranged on the plinths in between, cause when they get to the final exhibition that celebrates my good name, I want you to be on display too, cause all that really remains of me is
you.
Here we go.
Trenchcoat Museum by Yard Act. That's Rob's favourite song at the moment. Thank you, Louie, for the fact. Much appreciated. And thank you, Rob, for the chat. See you next week.
All right, Leah.
Bye.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.